diverse. What we're trying to do is to get through Hilchos Avos to the best of our ability. We are up to the beginning of Simin Shin Sadi Gimel. Simin Shin Sadi Gimel relates to the Isser for an Avel to leave the home. The Gemara says an Avel for Gimel Yama HaRishonim is not Yosei Mi Beiso. He doesn't even go to a Beis HaKfaris. He doesn't go to the home of a different Avel for the first 3 days. If you look in that Gemara, it appears on, where is it? On Chaf Aleph. So there are a number of dinim that are totally in Gimel Yamim HaRishonim. We already encountered some of them. In Simin Shin Pei, we encountered the fact that the Isser Malacha is an Isser that's more intense. So Gimel Yamim HaRishonim, that you can't even do the Malacha Ayidei Acherim. We already encountered the dinim of She'ilas Shalom, that for the first 3 days, you're not Shalom Shalom HaAvel B'chlal. There was another din of Gimel Yamim HaRishonim with respect to the Avel that we don't paskin like, which is Le'inyin Tefillin, right? That we paskin that Tefillin is a din only on the first day of Avelos. After the first day of Avelos, from day two, there's no real Isser of Tefillin. Maybe there's an Isser B'fnei Panim Chadashos, etc. But there was an opinion in Tanayim that the Isser of Tefillin is a din in Gimel Yamim HaRishonim. We also had a din of Gimel Yamim HaRishonim that we don't paskin like with respect to Bami Makkaim, Karav Bami Makkaim Rachel, meaning the dinim of Gadol Habayis, not just like the hardest dinim in Judaism, but the dinim of Gadol Habayis. So according to one of the opinions in the Gemara, that's a din in Gimel Yam HaRishonim. So we have Gimel Yam HaRishonim by Malach, we have Gimel Yam HaRishonim by She'el HaShom that we pass to Mike, we have Gimel Yam HaRishonim with respect to Avel Al Yetzei B'Pesach Beso for the Gimel Yamim HaRishonim. Yesh Lachkar, what is the Sevara? Or let's say like this, the Ramah Paskins that will say Mixus HaYom Kekulo on Yom Gimel. No? The Farish in the Ramah, Shin Sadi Gimel Sef Aleph. Mixus Yom Gimel Harehu Kekulo. Now, that's a little bit schwer when you think about it, because Kvar Hergilonu Rabbeinu HaGoyin Rabbi Yosef Doiv HaLehi Salam Vejik Zeifet Tzadik HaKadosh Lefrof HaLechai HaOilam HaGwa. So the Rav already told us that I say Mixus Hayyim Kekulo by the Avelos of Shiva, by the Mitzvah of Shleishim, but I don't say it by the Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh. And the Hezbar Adover is that Shiva, there are nihugim, there are specific actions that are required during Shiva and don't apply after Shiva. By Shleishim, the Pshat is, we said over the Shtikotar from Aharon Lichtenstein's friend of Racha, that there are nihugim of Avelos of Shleishim, the Hainu nihugim of Nibol, not just a hafka'ah of ta'anugim, but during the shloshim yom, there's a chiyuv to make yourself dirtier, right? That's the way Rav Aaron said it. So those are be'etzem nihugim. Yud Beis Chodesh is no nihug. Yud Beis Chodesh are just isurim, because it's just an isur, so therefore I don't say mixa yom kekulo. That's how Rav Salvechik understood the difference between a zava and a nida. A zava, there's like a nihug, there's a maisa that you have to do of a bedika, but a nida, there's no nihug at all. Now, if that's the case, so Gimel Yom HaRishonim, Sefashteyach Nisht, I'm not exactly sure why we would say that mixa yom kekulo, the only dinim of Gimel Yom HaRishonim, so let's say the isur malacha, the Isser She'elas Shalom, no? Those are all Isurim. The Isser Val Yetzei B'Pesach Beso. Those are all Isurim. Why would I say Mixus HaYom Kekulo? So this morning, Rav Schechter got a cup of coffee. That's the beginning of the story. And Rav Schechter is in the Rosh Yeshiva Lounge. Actually, no, I think it was tea with oatmeal. So Rav Schechter is in the Rosh Yeshiva Lounge, and I see him there. So I ask him, what about this Mixus HaYom Kekulo? He says, yes, Taka Shver Ramah. But it happens that this Shver Ramah exists elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch as well. In Simen Tav Tzadi Gimel, I believe, there the Tav Peches, Tav Tzadi Gimel, they're the Dinim of Isurim of Sfira. And we paskin, Ashkenazim paskin, that the Isurim of Sfira stop on Lag Va'omer in the morning, meaning that I say Mixus HaYom Kekulo on Sfiras HaOmer. Sfaradim keep Sfira until day 34. Right, sorry, them don't say mixa yom kekulo. What's the pshat? How come Ashkenazim say mixa yom kekulo? What's the pshat? Probably is that the din masfira also, there's just isurim, there's no nihugim in the kum essay sort of way. And even so, there are more paskins, I say mixa yom kekulo. So you get an impression that the Rambam is against this whole shtickle Torah of salivation. So Rav Schefter heard this kasha this morning, and we started poking about it, and it's fair. It's a little bit difficult to understand the Rambam because our salvation is so good. Right? That's the basic way of saying the shtickle Torah. It happens that the Chochmas Adam and the Kuntres Metzavas Moshe and Ostalin, it's quoted over here in the Achronim. So the Chochmas Adam Tainas that he doesn't understand why we would say Mitzvah Sayem Kekulo on the Gimel Yamin. But he says that maybe in Shin Tzad Gimel Sif Aleph, the Cheshbon is a very different thing. The first 3 days, the Avil is not supposed to leave his home at all. After 3 days, the Avil can leave his home to go to be Menachem Avil, somebody else, or to go and tend the Levaya. He's going for a mitzvah. No? He's going for a mitzvah. It could be that Litzorech mitzvah, I'll say, mitzvah sayen kekulay on day 3. It's interesting to note, the Chochm Sadam points out, that in the other cases that we mentioned, in Simin Shin Pei about the Isra Malacha, in Simin Shin Pei Dalet or Shin Pei Hei, wherever Shin Pei Hei about the Isra She'el HaShalom, the Rama over there does not quote that we say mixes yom gimel kechol yom gimel. He only says in Shin Sadi Gimel by the Isser Al Yetzir Pesach Beisai. Zakh v'chach masadam, the pshat is because in being yotzim y Pesach Beisai, what you're doing is with Tzarech Mitzvah. Because you're doing it with Tzarech Mitzvah, so memela the din, we're going to be meko, a mixes yom kekulo, the Tzarech Mitzvah, etc. This idea is found that Matzorach Mitzvah is different than everything else, is found in some Shin Sadi Hei as well. There's a Machlekes HaRishonim in Shin Sadi Hei. Shin Sadi Hei, we paskin, Sif Aleph, we paskin that we say Mixas Hayyan Kekula, but there's a Machlekes, do I say Mixas Halayla Kechol Hayom? Do I say Mixas Hayyan Kekula at night? No? Do you have to wait until the morning? Do you say Mixas Hayyan Kekula at night? The Gemara says the other Yom Zayin, Kevan Sha'amdu Menachem and Me'etzlo, so you get up from Shiva. What's the pshat? Apparently, you need to wait until the morning, and then I need Amidas HaMenachem. That seems to be the pshat in the Gemara. Nonetheless, many Rishonim hold, the Ramban writes, that on the fundamental level, will even say, Mixas HaLayla Kuchal Hayom, that let's say someone comes to Menachem Aval at night. Or let's say, Stamazoi, you want to get up from Shiva at night. So the Ramban paskins, Mixas HaLayla Kechol Hayom. The Russian Simon Lamed disagrees with the Ramban. The Rav says that we don't say Mixas HaLayla Kechol Hayom. Shulchan Aruch paskins that we do not say Mixas HaLayla Kechol Hayom. Even on the Beis Yosef, he seems to paskin that we do say Mixas HaLayla Kechol Hayom. There seems to be a stira in the works of Rabbi Joseph Caro on this point. So some of the mefarshim at the bottom of the tour say that there's like a mistake in the girsa, that when the Beis Yosef writes the ha'ika karamban, he probably meant the ha'ika kaharam. Not that the ikka is like the Ramban, but the ikka is like Maharam of Rutenberg that the Rush is quoting. But the kitzur shulchan aruch and shin sadi hei paskins, we do not say mix halayla kechal hayom. Zot the pischei tshuva over there, siv katan aleph, in the name of the Radfaz. We know the Radfaz was the Rebbe of the Arizal. Some of the Achrayim say that the raya that the Arizal knew how to learn is because his Rebbe, the Radfaz, knew how to learn. It's not backwards. Lom disagreeing to me, just because the Rebbe knows how to learn doesn't mean the Talmidim know how to learn. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that one, but the Radfaz, as we know, was like 80 years old, decided that he wanted to retire. He was the Rav in Egypt. So he left Egypt. He went to this new community called Tzfat. He figured there's going to be no one there. I'm just going to live however many years I have to live, and everything will be fine. I'll learn Torah. No one's going to bother me. His bad luck, two things. His bad luck is that he shows up in Tzfat and all these young whippersnappers, like the Arizal, are in Tzfat when he shows up. His bad luck or good luck, depending how you want to look at it, also is that he lived to the age of 110. So the Radfaz, in his truth is right, that la halacha is a machlekes a rishonim. Do I paskin mixes hayom kekula b'layla? Meaning, do I say mixes halayla kechol hayom? Zok the Radfaz that letzorech mitzvah you can be making. Meaning for Talmud Torah, for Tashmish Hamita, those activities are mitzvah activities. So we make it at night. Mixes halayla kechal hayom. That's what the advice says. The Chochmas Adam uses the same Yisayid in our case, that the Yom Gimel, whether I say Mixas Hayyim Kuchulay or not, the idea is that if it's with Sarif Mitzvah, I'm going to be making. I remember when the mother was sitting Shiva. So I'm a Talmud from Shefta, Talmud from Salaf Eichik. I didn't want to learn Mishnayis between Mincha Nairis with the people, because the Rav felt that Talmud Torah is in the base of Ovel. So I didn't want to learn Mishnayis. So we did between Mincha Nairis, everyone spoke about the Nifrit, spoke about my aunt or whatever. It's actually a very nice thing. Like sometimes cousins don't have an opportunity. People come to Shiva, don't have an opportunity to say what they wanted to say. It was a nice thing. I figured the last night of Shiva, since the Radvaz holds, that the Seraph Mitzvah Paskin mixes halayel with halayim, so that night I learned Mishnayos. The rest of the Shiva, I didn't learn Mishnayos. That night I learned Mishnayos with the people based on this Radvaz. But the Kitzah Ma'aseh in Simin Shin Sadi Gimel Se'if Aleph, we learn that there's a din of Gimel Yom HaRishonim, the Ramah Paskins, mixes Yom Kekula B'Yom Gimel, and although the Chochmas Adam questions it, there might be room, etc. The Chochmas Adam questions it. We want to say that the Ramos was Shitasai, and the Chochmas Adam himself sounds a little bit like that Radvaz, that there's a difference between what's it called? There's a difference between the Tzarech Mitzvah and not the Tzarech Mitzvah. Now, it is a little bit hard to understand why it's a Mitzvah Yom Kekulai on Gimel Yom HaRishonim. In Five of Cohen in the Be'ur and the Bani Ashokhan Siman Shin Pei, he discusses as follows that the Rishonim, Kodi Rishalmi, that Mitzvah Sayyim, that the din of Gimel Yom HaRishonim, the din of the first 3 days of Avelos, is because the Neshama is hovering over you, right? The first 3 days after you're dead, the Neshama is on top of you. After 3 days, the Neshama looks at you and they say, listen, your face is already falling in, the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. I'm not going back into this guy, the Neshama says. So therefore, right, the Neshama recognizes, acknowledges that the Neshama is severed from the body. That's the din in the Yerushalmi. That's the Hezber, Gimel Yom HaRishonim. Now, Reb Feivel says, I don't understand, like, why Mixas Hayom Kekula is shy to that. Especially beyond that Mixas Hayom Kekula is totally in Amidas HaMenachamim. Right? So that means that it depends when the Menachamim show up, right? If I'm a Chabad guy and I daven 10 a.m. Shacharis, no, it's much later than if I'm, you know, someone who davens 6:30 a.m. Shacharis. That means the Menachamim is going to be different. If it's totally in the Neshama being Mirachefes al Haguf or whatever it is, so then why would we say that it's a din in Yom Gimel with Amidas HaMenachadim? Why would that make any sense? Okay. Elamai. Okay. Oh, so that's basically his taina. Now, when we say that the Avil for Gimel Yom HaRishonim is not Yosef Pesach Beiso, so the Ramah Paskins that you're allowed to leave at night, no? The Ramah Paskins, Hamek Olotzeis Belailo Ne'atzorech Lo Hefzid. If you leave at night, lo hifzid. And the Sefer Emek Rechi points out that the only hetzer to leave at night is after people are no longer around in the street. Some of the Rishonim, the Truma Sadashan writes, and the reason for the Avil are Yetzim Pesach Beiso is because we don't want you to be Mesiach Das from the Avelos. We already spoke about Pesach Hadas from Avelos. We spoke about a Aruch HaShochan who says that you're not allowed to read a newspaper during Avelos, how you... Right, in our modern application, you shouldn't check emails during Avelos, stuff like that. So then, Hesach Hadash and Avelos, that's the way the Shema Sadashan said it. We pointed out that the Rabbi Nuchanano says that the Din of Kfiyas Hamita is because when the bed is turned over, you don't sleep well. If you don't sleep well, even at night, you are remembering the Avelos, you're not Mesiyat Das and Avelos. That's the Din. Now, is therefore, says the Emek Bracha, if the din is that you shouldn't be Mesiach Das from Avelos, that only Hetzer the Ramah to leave at night is when you're leaving at night and no one else is around. You have to leave late enough at night that people are not going to be going in the streets. You walk out at night and people are going to see you, so you might be Mesiach Das from Avelos, no? That's what the Emek Bracha writes. I remember when my mother was sitting shiv for my grandmother's apartment was a couple blocks away from our apartment. My mother was one of four children at that point. Now she's the last one left. but she was one of four siblings. There wasn't enough room in my grandmother's apartment for them to sleep. So because we live a couple blocks away, my mother used to go home to the house to sleep at night. No? That's what the Rambam writes. Say, you're allowed to make a lot of space. By foot, you can't leave at night until people are not really in the street. And in other words, you shouldn't go home at, let's say, 8 o'clock when there's still a lot of people in the street. You could go home at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, something like that. The Oriz Aruah writes, and this is a common practice, that people start Shiva in one location, they finish Shiva in a different location. Let's say there's a bunch of Avelim. So the Avel who lives in Teaneck wants to sit some Shiva in Teaneck to his close friends can come be Menachem Avon. He'll sit some Shiva in New Rochelle. He'll sit some Shiva in, you know, pick a different community. They'll move around. Right? That's standard practice during Avelos. Is that mutter? The din is Avel al Yetze b'Pesach Besam. So if the din, so the Urzara is Megal, and the Urzara says a lashon similar to the Trumas Hadeshin, meaning that if I go from one house of Shiva to another house of Shiva, I'm not being Mesiach Dasam Avelos. Because I'm going in order to be Miss Abel with everybody else. I'm going not to be Mesiach Das from the Avelos. Others say that the Cheshbin is that if you're going B'chdei Lehisnachim, even if you might be Mesiach Das, it's going to be okay. The Nafkamin is, can you go from one house to another house, let's say middle of the day, when you might see people? Is there a concern that you'll be Mesiach Das in that situation? Hello, how are you?
Would that apply that even if like there's some people I've seen like you might sit Shiva in America and fly over to Israel, so that's kind of a long time to be considered if they're still
right. So if the din is out to Mesiach Das, so then maybe you have to be worried about Hesach Hadas. You're in the airport and you're going to see, you know, the stores, and you're going to potentially be Mesiach Das from the Avelos and the Hanami. If, however, you hold that there's a kula just whenever I'm going to Chdela Hisnachem, so then it's going to be permitted. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan on that page 315, so that's where he discusses this. There's another din that's found in the Gemara Chof Zayin that the Avel Shavua Rishayna, so Al Yetzei Pesach Beso, Shnia Yotzei Ve'ino Yoshe B'mkomo, the second week of Shiva. Most understand second week does not mean 14 days. Second week means after the second Shabbos. So then you leave Ve'ino Yoshe B'mkomo, Ve'ino Medaber. Shlishis, you have a choice. Either Yoshe B'mkomo Ve'ino Medaber or Ino Yoshe B'mkomo U'medaber. People are not machmir on this. They're not speaking idea. But the idea of changing seats, Medina de Gemara, you really only have to change your seat the second week of Avelos, no? Medina de Gemara, the third week, you have a choice not to change your seat, just not to speak. By the fourth week, technically speaking, Harehu Sharkal Adam, but the minig is that we change our seats for Avelos or Yud Beis Chodesh, or Avelos of Shloshim Yom on Shar Krevim. That's the way we practice. You could have 4 weeks before Shloshim Yom. Yeah? Because 4 weeks, if you count Shabbos as a week, so you can have 4 weeks before Shloshim Yom. Okay. That's the din. What's the pshat in this din? What's the pshat in the din of Shinui Makom by Avel? So there seems to be a machlokes ha-mishonim. The Badei HaShulchan Tainas, he quotes in the Mordechai, that the idea is that we want people to be Menachem Yom. If you sit in your regular place, people are not going to know that you're in Avel. They might not fulfill the inyan of Nichum Avelim. When you move your seat, so we want you, so then you're in a different place. So then people will be Menachem Avel. That seems to be the pshat in the Mordechai. There is a Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, where the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu writes that in the Beis HaMikdash, they had one gate that was called Shar HaAveilim. The reason for that gate called Shaha Avelim is that we, Chazal wanted to be Koveya, a specific place where the Avelim stand, so that people go and they're Bimanachem, those Avelim. The idea of that, again, is that we want to enable proper Nichum Avelim. Because I want to enable proper Nichum Avelim, so therefore we have a special halacha. Now, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, in the Ramban and the Toras HaAdam, is there a din of Shinoi Makom on Tisha B'Av? Right, Tisha B'Av were all Avelim. Is there a din of Shinoi Makom? Now, according to the Mordechai's Cheshbon, that we want people to know that you're an Avel, so far it's not Mestaber that on Tisha B'Av there should be a din of Shinoi Makom. That's not Mestaber. If, however, the din of Shinui Makom is for a different cheshbon, the Sefer Pnei Baruch quotes that maybe Shinui Makom is out Golos. Golos happens, I remember saying this over to my uncle, and my mother was sitting Shiva, and he got really upset by this. So Shinui Makom out Golos means like this. If I kill someone for show, I have to go to Golos. Our belief is that people die because of Chatoim. So during the Avelus, you're supposed to think, right? Deets, now you see my uncle got upset with this. During Avelus, you're supposed to think that the reason why my relative died is because of my chatayim, no? If that's the reason why the relative died, because of my chatayim, so I have to be Mishana Maklaim, I have to go into Golos. That's the cheshbin that he has. That's a different reason than the Mordechai. The Mordechai's reason is out enabling Nichum. The other reason is out Golos. Also might be a reason out that you have bad mazel. When you have bad mazel, Mishana Mokum, Mishana Mazel. Right? So maybe that's the pshat. What are some of the nafkaminas? Some of the nafkaminas might be as follows. The Gaon Maharsha discusses, do you have to change your seat in the Beis Medrash or not? In Shul, you have to change your seat. Because in Shul, you have a seat. And in their times, the seat was something that you were yorish from your father, from your grandfather. This is your row, this is your seat. In the Beis Medrash, how do you get a seat? You get your seat in the Beis Medrash because you show up and you put your shtender down and your kibitz shiurim and the mesechtes ketanis, you put it down next to your place, and that becomes your seat, right? It's not that you're yoresh from your father, from your grandfather, etc. It's not like a designed, designated set seat. People are not going to notice in the Beis Medrash that you're sitting in a different place because no one really has a set seat in the Beis Medrash, no? So therefore, the Mordechai's reason doesn't apply. But the reason of Golos might still apply. The Sefer Emek Bracha had certain conclusion that he came up with when he was sitting Shiva. One of them was that he felt you don't have to be Mishana Makom in the Beis Medrash. Rav Soloveitchik said that you should be Mishana Makom in the Beis Medrash. If you look now in the Beis Medrash, you notice Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger, right, usually sits closer to the aisle. Now he's sitting closer to the Sfarim. No? The cheshbon is he's from Rav Soloveitchik. There's a din of Shinoi Makom in the base medrash.
Seemingly people do realize.
So again, I think the pshat is that no, you're saying that people do realize. Maybe because if you're a Rebbe, like you have a set seat, that's your head.
So somebody's learning in the same spot for the entire Zman, and suddenly they...
Yeah, but it's not like a makom kavua sheyarash me'avosa. The lashon of the Gaon Maharsha is that, like, this is my place. I don't know. Again, you could be mefal, but I hear what you're both saying. You could say that.
You're in a certain shir, a certain location where the people say that's the makom.
It depends on the whole shul will realize or just the people who are near you.
Right, so in our days, you know, I don't daven in the same shul my father, my grandfather davened. You know, like, But they're talking about, like, this is your seat, this is your row in Schlippershaft. It's just the Schwartz row. That's the way the Goyen Marsha understands it. Yeah.
You actually say the opposite. You say that if it's about sort of like Godless or something, it's like your personality, that how you inherit it matters. Whereas we're talking about what's just noticeable to other people, about why should that be like what you inherited?
I hear. In other words, you're saying that you could say this very exactly the opposite way. That if it's out galos, so then I'm moving away from my territory, as opposed to people noticing, it could be. I mean, the point basically is that there are two svaras, and we could apply these svaras differently.
I think also in general, the thing is that people just like sat with families.
People sat with family.
Sat with family, right.
Right. So that's where the Goyen Marsha quotes it, and Achanami. The idea of Tisha B'Av, when everyone is an avel, Shinli Makom, it can't be the Mordechai Svar that you should recognize that someone's an Avel. The Svar should be Alts Golos. Now, how am I Mekayim Shinli Makom on Tisha B'Av? So Ramban and the Torah Sa'adam writes, again, some of the Rishonim say there's no din Shinli Makom on Tisha B'Av. The Ramban and the Torah Sa'adam writes that Shinli Makom on Tisha B'Av is accomplished that you sit on the ground. Usually I sit on the bench, no? Instead, I sit on the ground. So I see a few things from that Ramban. First of all, I see that Shinui Makom does not have to be Dalad Amos. No? If I go from the bench to the ground, there's no Dalad Amos. Some of the Mefarshim over here on the page in the Shulchan Aruch say that Shinui Makom has to be Dalad Amos. I also see that Shinui Makom means that I go from standing to sitting. That's also Shinui Makom. Right? All of these things, right? If I stand in a different place, is that called the Shinui Makom? One could argue that that's not called the Shinui Makom. The Ramban says the Shinui Makom is I go from standing to sitting, right? It could be that standing in a different place does not count as a Shinui Makom. But whatever it is, the idea of Shinui Makom and Tisha B'Av sounds more like this Golos idea rather than the Kiyum of Nichum Avelon. Do you have to change your seat at home? I have my seat at my dining room table. Do I have to change my seat? So the Goyen Marsha quotes, "Yemishenu Yosheb in Koyim Bim Bebeisal Bim Beisak Knesses." At home also, I have to change my seat. That lachor has nothing to do with nichum, no. That might have to do with some element of galus. Does the Rav have to change his seat in shul? So the Goyen Marsha quotes that when he was in Avelos, he was unsure about this, and the Goyen Marsha concluded that the first and second week when the Shinui Makom is Me'ikar Hadin, so the Avel, again, the din of the Rav, right? The Shaila of the Goyen Marsha says the Rav has to change his seat in the Shul. It might be that your seat is because of Kavarat Taira, and therefore it's not right to change your seat. So does the Rav change his seat? So if it's out Golos, one could argue that you should change your seat. If it's out, Mishana Mach, Mishana Ma, so one should argue you should change your seat. If it's out, a Kiyum of Nichon, harder to know. It could be that everybody knows the Rav is an Avelos. Right? Maybe a regular person people don't know. Maybe everyone does know the Rav is an Avelos. So maybe it's a different opinion. Because I'm Asa, the Goyen Marsha paskins that the first week and the second week of Avelos, when the Shinui Makom is Medina de Gemara, so the Rav should change his seat. Afterwards, the Rav should not change his seat. His manena, the minig, is that the Rav changes his seat the entire year of Avelos. I think Rav Five will come when he was in Avelos, asked Rav Yashim, and Rav Yashim say you should change your seat because Mishana Makom, Mishana Mazel. Something like that. When Rav Shechter was in Avelos after his father died, so the second week of Avelos, he didn't daven in Yeshiva. He didn't usually Rav Shechter davens in Yeshiva, and he has his seat, and he wasn't going to change his seat. Second week of Avelos, when the Shinui Makom is Medina de Gemara, he davened like in the bridge shul. He davened in like a different shul rather than in yeshiva. That would count as his Shinui Makom, etc.
Are there any other in terms of where you're supposed to move? Forwards or backwards? Or?
I think you're not supposed to move to a Makom that is less bakavadek. Not supposed to move to a Makom that's less bakavadek. So you move laterally, you move sideways. I think that's the shot.
Rabbi Shulchan had a star that if you move closer to the Aram, that it might not help you to shame up because everybody wants to get closer to the Aram.
In other words, you're not supposed to move more by Kavadek. You want to move in a direction that people notice that you're an Avel, yeah. And if people think that you're moving because
if you want to say also maybe it's Tom Gallus, like the other way, maybe you
know
you should also
so it's a Gallus.
Those would be less covered than here, you know, like you.
But again, let's say again the din is a reitzeach she harag b'shogeg is golami makom u'makom b'ir. No, Talmud she golam megalin rabo imo. I don't know. There was a minhig among German Jews that still exists called the Holkreich. The Holkreich is, yeah.
Appreciate it. Never mind. Just the minhag. You could a parent necessarily waive this minhag saying, no, you don't need to do this, you know, for 12 months.
So again, I think this is a parent who waived din al tzkibud ava'im. This is not a din al tzkibud ava'im. This is any other halacha ora as a din of shinei makom. So therefore, mechila is not shayach. Mechila is only shayach on those dinim which are specifically for kibud ava'im. Okay? Oh. Now, there was a practice called a Holkreich. A Holkreich was a practice in German communities that they would give the baby a goyish name. Only by the Yekis. Right, they give the baby a goyish name. They like put a talis on top of the baby, put a chumash vayikra next to him. There's certain psukim that are found in the Redelheim Siddur that you say, etc. So the meaning was that women would go to shul, right? They would do the Holkreich in the morning on the Shabbos, and women would go to shul and they would be all decked out, get dressed up for the Holkreich. So is a woman allowed to go to her son or her daughter's Holkreich during Shiva, second week, etc.? So the Reb Kiva Eger quotes on the Shach Se'if Katin Dalet. The Shach discusses over there that a Baal Bris, a Sandik, is allowed to go out. No, that's the Halacha. Mibedina Sa'elu, if the Avel is a Mayo or a Baal Bris, so Achar Shloshim, Gachar Gimel, after the first 3 days, so then he goes out once they bring the baby to Shul. That's considered like going out for a mitzvah. What about going out for the Holkreich? So the Reb Kiva Eger quotes in the El Yeraba that you don't go out for the Holkreich. The Chuvas Nachlas Shiva is quoted in the Pisca Chuvas Sivkat and Vav. It happens. I have a Nach. I've been learning in my office because I feel I have a lot to do to prepare. I had to go quicker than usual. So I have a Nachla Shiva in my office. I looked at Nachla Shiva this morning. What does it say? Nachla Shiva, Simin, Yud Zayin. So Nachla Shiva discusses that there are two issues with the Holkreich. One issue is that it's a time of Simcha, and there might be a heter to leave, let's say, a mitzvah during the Avelos. Al Yetzir Pesach Beiso, maybe there's a heter, let's say, a mitzvah. There's no heter of something like a Holkreich that's an Inyan of Simcha. Moreover, he says, if you don't leave, people are not, the Holkreich happens on Shabbos. Are people going to say that you're being noheg avelos before Hesher on Shabbos, you don't go to your Holkreich? Not really, says the Nachla Shiva. People are going to think that you just don't have this minhag of Holkreich. No? I've never been to Holkreich. I remember I would want to go. Apparently they scream out 3 times, Holkreich, Holkreich, Holkreich. They say in German, we will name him. Whatever, pick a Adolf, right? Whatever, you pick a German name. That's how they do the Holkreich. Now, technically, it wasn't only a German name. A lot of the names that we consider Yiddish names were Holkreich names. So the name of Shloima, they call the kid Zalman. Zalman's like a Yiddish form of Shlomo. And they used to only call the guy up to the Torah as Shlomo, and Zalman was the non-Jewish name. Today, I'm not clear exactly when this happened. They started calling people that Shlomo Zalman. No idea when this happened, but it happened at some point. But Bekitzer Masa, the Shuvas of the Nachlas Shiva has 2 reasons why not going to the Holkreich is not a Isser of Nihu Gavelos. If you don't go to the Holkreich, it's not considered Nihu Gavelos, because maybe people won't think that you have the meaning of Holkreich. And also maybe there's no heter for a simcha. The Nachla Shiva in the middle of that tshuva has a line, do you have to be Mishana Makom? When the woman goes to shul, right, she wants to go to shul, does she have to be Mishana Makom? So the Nachla Shiva writes that maybe there's a discussion here in the Shulchan Aruch. Do we do Shinei Makom in Shabbos? The Mechaber writes that we're not Mishana Makom in Shabbos. That's a good minig. The Ramos says that we are Mishana Makom in Shabbos. The Shaila is, the Shach writes, whether we assume that Shinui Makom is considered Avelos Befer Hesya, and maybe people are going to say, right, we don't have Avelos Befer Hesya in Shabbos, but people are going to say just that someone was sitting in my seat, that's why they didn't sit there. Alternatively, the Shach has the Lamdashi Yisod, which he's mentioned a few times, that maybe the Din of Avelos Befer Hesya in Shabbos only applies to Avelos of Shiva, but Avelos of Shloshim, it doesn't apply. Avelos beyond Shiva doesn't apply. Since Shinui Makom is not a din nihug Avelos or Shiva, so therefore there's no iser of Shinui Makom and Shabbos. So again, Sfaradim are Mishana Makom. Sfaradim are not Mishana Makom and Shabbos. As Sfaradi sits in his regular seat, Ashkenazim sit in a different seat, and they assume it's not considered an iser of Shinui, an iser of Avelos Befer Hesya. So the Shuvas of the Nachla Shiva says Azoi. He says it could be that the reason why Ashkenazim are Mishana Makom on Shabbos is because the guy went to show Friday night and he didn't sit in his regular seat. Shabbos day, he still won't sit in his regular seat because people will say, maybe this is your new seat or something like that. But a woman who doesn't go to show on Friday night, she's only going to go to show Shabbos morning.
No, but Friday night itself should be problematic.
So no, because Friday night, you take your seat from Mincha.
Almost
yesterday. Right, you take your seat from Mincha. Right, I should have made that point. And then you're still sitting there. So you sit there Shabbos morning, you're sitting in the same seat you sat Friday night, which is the same seat you sat Mincha. But since the woman doesn't go to show Friday night, so Memela, that's going to appear like a Shinui Makom on Shabbos, which would be in this Arvelos Befer Hesya on Shabbos. So therefore, the Sfarad, she should not change her seat on Shabbos. And anyway, says the Nachla Shiva, the Sfaradi practice is a preferred practice as opposed to the Ashkenazi practice. In the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sif Patin Vav, he quotes that his grandfather, the Panim Meirais, discusses this question about Shinui Makom on Shabbos for the woman. And he says, according to the Shach Svara, the Avelos HaShleishim, we do Krava on Shabbos, and it's not considered Avelos Befer Hesya. So therefore, the whole Shaila does not come up. Elamai, you see from this conversation, Nachla Shiva, etc., he doesn't hold the Shach's Keshben of Dinti, Avelos HaShleishim, Avelos HaShiva. Fine, the Avel is not supposed to leave his home. Is an Avel allowed to leave his home? Let's say Rech Mitzvah. Says in Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah, does the Avel leave his home? We leave the home on Shabbos to go to Shul. Right? It's unclear exactly why. But you can't say that it's considered Avel Befer Hesya to stay home, because let's be honest, there are people who sometimes stay home from Shul on the Shabbos. No? They might be sick. There are Rachmanim and so on. Some people actually don't go to Shul occasionally. We don't talk about them or smicha guys. But the point is, it's unclear what the heter to go to Shul at all is. Maybe you shouldn't go to Shul, but the meaning is that we go to Shul on Shabbos. And then there's just a discussion of Shinui Makom. What about going to Shul to your Kriyas HaTorah Monday or Thursday? Let's say you don't have a Sefer Torah. You're not supposed to move a Sefer Torah from back, and that's supposed to move a Sefer Torah to Beis Avon. We have a kula, we move the Sefer Torah because it's in its own Aron Kodesh, right? So it's not really considered moving it, it has its own makom. Some say that the kula to move the Sefer Torah, I don't know any real source of Judaism for this, is if they have three leanings, and therefore they try to have a Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos Mincha also. Not exactly clear, but because of us, you should not move the Sefer Torah. People would keep the minig, or keep the din, it says in Shulchan, they would not move the Sefer Torah. Do they go to Shul on Monday and Thursday to hear Kriyas HaTorah? So Mechaber says they do go to Shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramah says they don't go to Shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. No? The Ramah says you only go to Shul on Shabbos, you don't go to Shul on Monday and Thursday. What's the cheshbin of this machlokas Mechaber Ramah? So Bale HaShulchan argues that this depends on whether Kriyas HaTorah is considered a Chovas HaYachar or Chovas HaTzivoy. But you can get lomdas anywhere. No? Is Kriyas Torah Chaimus HaYachar Chaimus HaTzibur? Shav Soloveitchik used to travel in from Boston some years on Monday, and he would, his flight was early in the morning, so he would daven the Yechidus, then he'd fly in. And then he used to ask after Mincha, are there any boys who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah today? And apparently the boys were not embarrassed to say, oh yeah, we didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, and they were late. But even on times when they didn't have a minyan of people who did not hear Kriyas HaTorah, the Rav would lain by Mincha. Okay? The Tshuvas V'Hanhagas, who Moshe Schnurbach says you should never lain at Mincha, that's like a Tainus Tzibur, it's not proper. The Rav used to lain at Mincha all the time, and he came from Boston. The Rav also felt that Kriyas HaTorah is a Choyvas HaYachet. There's a Ramban, I go on Daf Gimel, but Daf B'Harif in the Rim. There's Ramban, Daf Gimel, Daf B'Harif, where the Ramban sounds like Kriyas HaTorah is a Choyvas HaTzibur.
Which is that
one? Megillah. Megillah, Gimel Amarach, Daf B'Harif, the Ramban writes, Kriyas HaTorah is a Choyvas HaTzibur, not Choyvas HaYachet. Reb Elia Prishiner, who was what, the Rav's father-in-law or something? No? So Reb Elia Prishiner said to Reb Chaim that Reb Elia Prishiner said that Reb Chaim b'tzayim litvisha ivra ha'upgemach dem Ramban. With his litvisha reading of a Ramban, he made the Ramban like it non-exists. I don't know any other way to read the Ramban. Ramban sounds befavorish, like it's a chavis hatzibur. But because our masa, Reb Chaim was assuming that there's a machlokas mechaber Rama over here, whether the Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaYochid or a Chayvus HaTzibur. We paskin that me'ikar adin you can leave to do a mitzvah, no? If there's no one else who could do the mitzvah for you. If the other's a Baal Bris or he's the Mayon, no other Mayon in town, you could leave. The minig is, the Rama says, Yesh Mekilin, even Toich Gimel, even if there's another Mayo in the town, meaning that our minig is that we leave with Tzarech Mitzvah. The Shachan Osvav points out, this doesn't make sense. How can the Ramah say that the minig is to leave with Tzarech Mitzvah when the Ramah paskins that we don't leave for Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni B'Chamishi? If you leave with Tzarech Mitzvah, right, like to be a Mayo when there is no other Mayo, even if there, I should say to be a Mayo when there isn't another Mayo, you're leaving with Tzarech Mitzvah, right, that's what the Ramah paskins. How does that shtim? How does that work with the Ramah who says that you do not leave for Kriyas HaTorah and Sheni and Chamishi? That's the Shach's stira in the Ramah. It could be that the answer to the stira is what we're saying, that maybe doing the Mila is Taka Mitzvah. But who says Kriyas HaTorah is a Mitzvah? Maybe Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis HaTzibur, and you have no Mitzvah at all. So that's why you don't leave for the Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe that's the pshat. Right? But the kids are, if you leave the Tzarech Mitzvah, well, let me just finish the thought, so then the Avel could leave also to go and say Kaddish. Reb Kiva Eger, I remember as a kid, sometimes people would not want a minyan at home during Shiva, said go to Shul to say Kaddish. Are you allowed to do that? Avel al Yetzei Yipesach Beso. So the minig is that people go out to say Kaddish. Right? That's what Reb Kiva Eger quotes. The Pesachei Tshuva and Os Beis has a discussion about this issue. He quotes that the Magen Avraham says that you should not leave to say Kaddish against the Chochmas Sodom. That's Pesachei Tshuva and Os Beis. This issue depends on whether you're allowed to leave with Tzarech Mitzvah, or whether you're not supposed to leave with Tzarech Mitzvah at all. These are some of the points I wanted to make about Siman Shin Sadi Gimel. Yeah, Mr. Pellet joins. Yeah.
Why are we, for those of the Mohel, there's no Mitzvah on the Mohel. So why is that any better than saying for the Tzibor, or somebody else in the community?
I would say there's probably like some Kiyom HaMitzvah. The Shaliach of the Avi HaBen, to do a mila, it's hard to imagine there's no mitzvah at all, or there's a mitzvah at least to hear the brachas. There's a mitzvah to make the brachas, right? So l'cha'ora, there is some sort of mitzvah. The din is that when the mayo goes out, he can cut his fingernail. Shofnach reizor yel galeach, But legalayach doesn't mean to cut your hair. It means to cut your fingernails in order to properly do the priya. And so these are some of the halachas that we wanted to mention here in Siman Shin Sadi Gimel. Siman Shin Sadi Daled quotes a Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin, that Gimel Yomim is Lebechi, that the first 3 days of Avelus you're supposed to cry. After Gimel Yomim, so then Zayin is Lahesped, and Shloishim is Le Giloach Lotzis Pogas. So that's what the Gemara says on Chav Zayin. What does it mean, Gimel Yomim Lebechi? Does that mean there's a chiyuv to cry? Does that mean I'm supposed to force myself to cry the first 3 days? Or does Gimel Yom Lebechi mean that you can cry, but you're not mechayev to do so? So Rav Vaival Cohen maintains that he thinks this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivan. In the Sigunim Osir Dalet, in the Perush and Os Zayin and Sigunim Os Yadalet, he says that is the Bechi of Rosh Hashanah Chova. I don't know exactly how this stems with what he passes in Sifkat and Daled, that you should try to make yourself cry. But that lachar only makes sense to me if you hold that Bechi's a chiyuv. You know, Bechi's a Rosh Hashanah, why should I try to make myself cry? It's just that after 3 days, I should try to maintain more composure, try not to cry. Right? That's the way it would seem to emerge. The cheshbon of the 3 days we mentioned is that the neshama is merchefes al hagos, etc. The Birkei Yosef on the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch quotes that mishum maris ha'ayin, you should not cry. Now, what does he mean by maris ha'ayin? It's a play on words. He means that if crying will hurt your eyes and you won't see well after you cry, maris ha'ayin. It's a The Sfaradim sometimes, the Birkei Yosef has a Chacham Abayi does this, has a good play on words, no? So Maris Ha'ayin, so then you do not cry, but he says you should be Ma'orer Kol Bechi. Even if you don't cry because the tears will hurt your eyes, but you should try to make crying noises. There's a certain person who davens for the Amud in a certain yeshiva that's located on a certain Amsterdam Avenue and a certain 185th Street, who when that certain person davens for the Amud on a certain Rosh Hashanah and certain Yom Kippur is always does a Kol Bechi. No? No idea where you got that from in terms of Yamim Norayim, but that's what the Birkei Yosef says over here. Tell me the Chachomim, you cry more than 3 days. Me'ikar Adin, if you cry too much, it shows how much Acher, Ubaicher, that's not like a real Kiyum. There was a practice of Yotzin, the Beis HaKfar, so Pokta Mesim, for Gimel Yomim. We spoke about this, the Pesach Shuba here, Pokta Shuba, Chsam Sofer, the discussion between Moses Mendelssohn and the Chsam Sofer, the Chacham Ramad, right, about whether we can follow the count of Mecklenburg and delay burial until the body begins to disintegrate because of the concern of premature burial that they had. On Shavuos, I gave the shiur about cremation, and we pointed out in that shiur that one of the reasons why in Germany in the 1860s people began getting into cremation is also because of the same fear of premature burial. If you're wondering to bury you when you're still alive, there are two ways of solving that problem. Either you don't get buried for 3 days or they burn your body. And therefore, you know, you're not alive. There's some Edgar Allan Poe story from 1844 with this fear of premature burial. This is all quoted by Adam Furziger in his articles about cremation. So this idea of Pokdim al Hamesim is one of the sources of brain death in the Psalm Sefer. And it's also one of the sources that Maseches Machos, etc., about whether this isn't Halonas Hamesim, because of the concern of premature burial. The din is the echod me'achabura shmeis tidag kol achabura, and the din in sif vav is if you are not misabel, you don't cry properly, you're an achzer. You're cruel. What does it mean that you're an achzer? What does it mean that you're cruel if you aren't misabel properly, if you don't cry? What does that mean? So the Rambam has a lashon of achzar at the beginning of Hilchos Tainius also, no? If there's a tzara that befalls Klal Yisrael, and you don't participate in that tzara, so you're an achzar. You're a cruel person. The cruelty, the Badei HaShulchan explains, might be that you're being cruel to yourself. If you're mitzta'er with the tzara tzibur, if it bothers you when the tzibur is mitzara, so then you get some sort of kapara for the tzara that you cause yourself. You're an achzar if you don't enable yourself to get kapara. If I cry when echad b'nei hachabura shemeis, yidago kol b'nei hachabura, I should cry. If I don't cry, that shows I don't care about somebody else. And that shows I'm an achzar to myself because there's some element of kapara that would set in if I do cry. That's the way he understands it. An interesting din. The halacha in Shin Sadi Dalav also is that until a ben zohar is born in the family, you have to be nervous about stuff. Once the ben zohar is born, it's okay. We spoke about Chacham Obad Yosef's psak that once the ben zohar is born, there's a heter she'elos shalom. It seems to me a little bit strange, but that's what Chacham Ovadia points out. In Simen Shin Sadi, hey, we already spoke about the din of Mitzvah Hayom Kukulai, and the Machlokas Rishonim, whether we say Mitzvah Halayla is Kichol Hayom. We pass as Mitzvah Hayom Kukulai by Shiva by Shloshim, but not by Yud Beis Chodesh. Why is it the Mitzvah Hayom Kukulai by Yud Beis Chodesh? So the Taz quotes, and this is like the official answer that's given in the Rishonim, in the Mepharshim, that Yud Beis Chodesh is not a din in Yoyim. Mitzvah Hayom Kukulai. Yud Beis Chodesh is a din in Chodoshim. We only say mitzvah yom kikulo, on din that are dinim in yom. That's the pshat also why Shmua Rechoka and Shmua Krova, Shmua Rechoka, excuse me, after 30 days, either since the Misa, 30 days since the Kavura, whatever it is, by Shmua Rechoka. So the din is that we say mitzvah halayla, no? What's the cheshbon over there? So the Mepharshim say, the cheshbon is because it's not a din in the yom. It's a din of avelos, it's sha'achas. You have to be noyeg sha'achas of avelos. The din is mixas hayoyim kekulai. Those dinim which are dinim in yom, shiva, shloishim, maybe gimel, is a din in the yom. Yud beis chodesh is a din in chodashim. Shmur v'choka, it's a din in sha'achas, it's not a din in yom. That's the official reason in the Mepharshim. That's what the Taz quotes in Sifkat and Beis. Rav Soloveitchik had his other explanation that Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no kiyum, there's no actual nihug in the active sense, as opposed to Yud and Yud Beis Chodesh. That's why there's no mixayom kikulo. But as we pointed out, Napshat is a little bit difficult. What are the svaras by mixas hayyam kikulo might apply Belilah, might not apply Belilah? What are the sources why I'd say mixes halayla kuchal hayayim? So the Beis Yosef over here quotes one svara that, you know, by Yezava, I don't say mixes halayla kuchal hayayim because svira has to be biyom. Right? What's the pasuk say? By Yezava, it says biyom, no? Something. V'safra lo shivas yomim. Yomim lo leilos has to be dinin yayim. So because of Zava, we extend it to everything and any din of Sphira, whenever you're counting the number of days, so that's, then I say Mixas, but I only say Mixas, but you know, I'm not Belilah. That is what the Maharam of Rutenberg is quoted as saying in the Beis Yosef. The Rush has a slightly different Nusach. The Rush says, I don't say Mixas Halilah Kalayim, because at nighttime, what do? You take off your shoes, usually you go to bed, no? The actions of Avelos don't apply at night because they always apply at night. I always take off my shoes at night to go to bed. So the fact that I'm noyheg to not wear shoes isn't the nihug Avelos. well, the base, well, the, this is the basis of going through Rush. That's different than the pshat of a din of Sfira by the Zava, which carries over to everything else. No? There are two reasons why I might not say mixes halayim with halayim. Either because the action that I do at night is not a recognizable avayilus action, or because I learn it from Zava. Right? The Rush's reason sounds a little bit more than the sounds a little bit more than like the Svarim from Soloveitchik. That's what the Rush's reason sounds like. So in Shin Sadi Hei, we paskin that mixas hayim kukulay, if there are menachamim, so then you wait until the amidas hamenachamim. Technically speaking, you could have finished avelus earlier. You could have davened at 6 o'clock instead of at 10 o'clock. The Rama writes, if there are no menachamim who come, you get up at when the time menachamim usually come. I could decide, apparently, that I want to keep my avelus shiva longer. Right? That's why it depends on amidas hamenachamim. It shouldn't depend on amidas hamenachamim. It doesn't make sense. Amidas hamenachamim is like this, right? Strange type of thing. That sometimes it's at 10, sometimes it's at 6. The pshat is that even if ordinarily it's at 6, I could decide to keep my shiva until 10. I could decide to sit shiva longer. That's the impression that you get from this din. You can extend shiva, meaning misayon kikulo is a kula. You don't have to use it. The Rav felt that even the Rav wore his beged karua all shloshim. No? When his wife died, he wore his torn jacket for 30 days. The Rav felt that there's some cheshbon, there's like a kiyum and beged karua for 30 days. I asked Shechta, where is this? So he told me he remembers the Rav saying that it's in Ramban in Masechet Shabbos, but he wasn't sure. I looked in the Ramban and Masechet Shabbos in the Sugya Kri or Kofei, whatever it is. I didn't find it. I don't know where it comes from. The Rav felt there's some kiyum of wearing a beged karua beyond the shiva. We pass in again that there is a din of mixas halayla kechalayim by Shmua Rechaika, and that's because it's not a din in yomim, it's a din in Shah Achas, even though the Lashon of the Gemara is that it sounds like it's a din in Yom Rishon. We spoke about mixas halayla l'tzarech mitzvah, the Radvaz. The Chachmas Adam also passes mixas halayla kechalayim l'tzarech mitzvah. Therefore, in the case that the husband was Yotzei L'derech and the wife is sitting Shiva, he allowed them to have Tashmish Hamita the night of this Shiva. Because L'tzarech Mitzvah, that's okay in the Chachmas Adam. There is a din that on the Yom HaYartzeit, you're knowing the Avelos of Shlosh. The Yom HaYartzeit, you continue the Avelos of Yotzei Yischeidesh. The Shach and the Taz both discuss, what about a year of an Iber Yar? So the Yom HaYartzeit is after Yud Beis Kodesh have ended. What happens over there? So according to the Shach, on the Yartzeit itself, you don't go to simchas, you don't go to weddings. And that's true all the years, no matter what. You don't go to a wedding on the Yartzeit. It could be that the Avelos of Yud Beis Kodesh, all the Nihugim of Avelos of Yud Beis Kodesh, what other Nihugim besides not going to weddings? Avelos Yud Beis Chodesh. What are the other Nihugim? Sure, there are some, no?
The
meaning of Shinei Makom. Okay. Right. So, Shinei Makom would apply on the yard site in the year when there is no Iber Chodesh. And even if there is an Iber Chodesh, the Avelos Yud Beis Chodesh does not apply on the yard site. It's just that the Isser of Simcha does not apply on the Yartzeit. The Taz, however, seems to hold that on the Yartzeit you always apply all the dinim of Yud Beis Kodesh. That's the Taz and Sif Kotzin and Gimel. And the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef says, I say better than the Taz said. Okay, so these are some of the points we wanted to make. Tomorrow's Friday, so we're not going to have shiur tomorrow. Sunday, my daughter's graduating from high school, so we can't have shiur. I hope to give shiur on Monday and Tuesday to try to finish up. Again, the thing with Yamim Tovim and stuff like that. Again, the Dinim of Yamim Tovim, we could speak about the Gadol in like very broad strokes. You don't have to get into all the details.
We didn't speak about Shinei Makom on Yontiv. What about some festival?
So Shinei Makom on Yontiv. So the practice is that we do Shinei Makom on regular Yontiv. What about if it's Mesol Mes on Yontiv? Do you do a Shinei Makom then?
Yeah.
So I had a case that someone's nifter in the shul, and Leah Hasei there. He showed up to shul the next morning, right? His father just died at night. Do you have to do a Shinei Makom? So that's a big discussion in the post. The Pesukei Tshuva quotes that we do not do Shinei Makom. Yes, if can say cut in Zion. In Meis Lo Meis, Berego, Eino Mishana Makomo. Eino Mishana Makomo. This might depend on the different reasons. If it's out to Golas, maybe the Dinim of Golas set in even before the Kavura, etc. If it's out the Dinim of Nichon, so there is no real Nichon at all at that time, because it's on the Yom Tov, etc. The Avios didn't yet begin. Okay,
John. What did you do in that case?
So I remember Rabbi Eitan Schnau was my rabbinic assistant at that point. So I gave him to look into it. So he found like this whole arichos in the Divrei Sofim. Pashta says you do what it says in the Pesukei Tshuva, that meis lo meis berego eino mishana mekomo. It's referred to in the Pesukei Tshuva, it says Katan Zayin. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. Have a great day, guys. Judaism is good.